Ahmedu Uld Abdallah is the UN Special Representative for Somalia. He joins us now. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Why hasn't the government of Somalia been able to do more to rein in this problem?
Well, if you are speaking about the government in Somalia, it is a new government, but it does not have the resources and capacity to address what I consider a pandemic. It is, in my opinion, the responsibility of the Security Council, because Somalia has become a threat beyond the country, beyond the region. It is an international threat to peace, security, freedom of navigation, and it is of a global dimension.
So you're talking about the UN Security Council. You're saying the UN needs to take a much more stepped-up role in this.
Absolutely. I think United Nations Security Council, the five permanent members, but also the other member of Security Council, should bring more support to the Secretary General to address seriously the root causes of this pandemic.
So if the UN were to take a more stepped-up role, what exactly should the UN or the UN Security Council be doing?
I think what is expected by the UN from the international community, especially from the Security Council and General Assembly, is more resources for the security situation in Somalia, how to address the police, how to strengthen the government, which is only 2 months old, how to give him more resources to be able to control effectively the country and to be able to respond to the request of the international community.
Are you talking about training, or are you talking about actually going in and patrolling the waters?
Well, patrolling the water is being undertaken, and we should not underestimate the success. Despite increased piracy, we have to realize that the latest act of piracy are taking place far away from Somali coast, 900 kilometers. But what we expect from Security Council is also to help provide resources to Somali national security forces.
I'd like to ask you about the ongoing situation. Do you know what the pirates in this case are demanding?
Well, in all cases, pirates are demanding money. Sometimes they put a cover, a political request. But at the end of the day, they are interested in money to be given in cash by parachute or transferred to their bank account. But we cannot keep giving in. And what they have done this week, 6 acts of piracy in 6 days, a new record, has to be addressed seriously. And in my opinion, the new American administration, France, UK, Russia, China, Japan, Germany, all these countries, plus African Union, must do something before the pandemic spreads.
People listening to this conversation will wonder, why? Why are they turned loose?
Well, this is a very good question, because it is just because Somalia is not considered a priority. Officially, it is for legal reason. We don't have legal means to persecute these criminals. But I have no doubt that lawyers know that preventing freedom of navigation deserve to be addressed in legal manner. Anyone who is preventing freedom of movement is threatening peace and security.
Ahmedu Uld Abdallah, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.
That was Ahmedu Uld Abdallah. He's the UN Special Representative for Somalia.